Mauro Garofalo is an officer in the External Relations Unit of the community of Sant'Egidio, a Christian community that since the late 1980s has provided conflict mediation services, most notably in Mozambique, also in Algeria, the Balkans, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, and today in the Central African Republic. In early November, Mauro, leaders in the Central African Republic signed a Republican pact drafted by Sant'Egidio. What is the objective of the pact and how did it come about?
The first object of the pact is to facilitate communication between political actors and to lead them to a meaningful election in 2015, to provide them guidelines and expertise to avoid further ethnic and religious tensions. It came from a long history of engagement of Sant'Egidio in Central African Republic with political parties and religious communities. Since 2003, we have been following the situation with concern, and we propose to host a meeting of inclusive dialogue in Sant'Egidio to the actual leadership.
The situation appears to be deteriorating today in the Central African Republic. What is needed to stave off catastrophe, in your view, Mauro?
For sure, an international intervention is now absolutely necessary. It is also important to support all the local efforts aimed at fostering reconciliation within communities. On the humanitarian side, it is necessary. There is a great need to improve food security and to let all the IDPs to come back to their lands.
The conflict in CAR is not the first that Sant'Egidio has played a mediating role in. What are the benefits and drawbacks of an outside, non-governmental organization undertaking these kinds of informal mediation initiatives?
As you said, we've been engaged in negotiation and peace talks since the end of the 80s. We represent a peculiar example of tractor mediation. Well, our strength is that Sant'Egidio is perceived as a trustworthy stakeholder, since we do not benefit strategically or economically from the negotiation. This is our weakness, but also our strength. We cannot coerce the actors to engage in a political process, but this freedom from pressure and from outside intervention can also provide a space to the actors to take ownership of the process.
And are there certain contexts in which this kind of approach tends to work best?
Well, every conflict has a different story, it's a different kind of conflict, but we tend to be more effective in a single country context, even if, of course, often a conflict tends to involve neighborhood countries. For example, the Casamance conflict, which is also affecting the whole sub-region. What I see very difficult is to act in a conflict between two sovereign actors, because there an engagement of Sant'Egidio is not easy and there is a great need of an international arbitrate rather than a track two mediation.
How does this kind of track two work feed into other international initiatives?
Of course, we believe that the two things are complementary and can support each other. Often there is a moment where an official framework of negotiation reaches stalemate, and then a more confidential track, a more confidential space and reflection is needed. What is really dangerous is to have competitor mediators. That is really dangerous for a negotiation. I think that an international mediation should speak with one voice.
And how does Sant'Egidio plan to move forward now in the Central African Republic?
This is a very good question. We think that our work is not done yet, and we consider the signature of the Republican Pact a good start, but only a start. So a second meeting in Rome is expected within the next 2 months, and we will continue to support the country in the process of national reconciliation to prepare them for the next election that will take place in 2015, and also in the process of revising the constitution, which is now suspended.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for inviting us.